From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Haiti could soon find itself at the center of yet another natural disaster. The rainy season begins in the next couple of weeks, and more than 200,000 people now living in tent camps could be in danger if they're not moved before the heavy rains begin. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, these high-risk camps are in floodplains or they're directly under unstable hillsides.
At the Pétionville Club camp, people are jockeying for position in a line, waiting for food that Catholic Relief Services is about to hand out. The camp is set in a ravine at the bottom of a golf course. Thousands of makeshift tents constructed out of sticks and bedsheets fill the bottom of the ravine. This is one of the largest encampments in Port-au-Prince and potentially one of the most dangerous. Romulus Renald, who lives in the camp and is one of the organizers of the local refugee committee, says roughly 40,000 people moved here after the earthquake. He says when it rains, the entire place turns to mud, and the heavy rains haven't even arrived yet.
They must move them, but the government needs to have a place to put them.
Is there a plan to move these people?
Oui, il y a un plan pour déplacer, mais le plan c'est un, mais côté pour mettre c'est deux.
Yes, there's a plan, but the plan is it's one thing. Where they're going to move them, it's a second thing.
The UN has identified several sites for new camps on the edges of Port-au-Prince, but so far, only a couple hundred families have been moved into one of those new settlements. Marie-Claudine Massena lives with seven other people at the Pétionville Club camp. Her tent consists of sheets strung up on sticks. An orange tarp is tied over the top of it. At night, she sleeps with her children on a bed of cardboard. The last time it rained, it was terrible, she says. We had to stand up because the water was everywhere. Maybe for the rainy season, it's going to be like that. Maybe we're going to have to stand up for the whole night. The hard rains in Haiti usually start in April.
We're in a race against time.
Tony Bamber is the second in command of the United Nations mission in Haiti. He says the top priority for the UN during this moment of the crisis is to get people some form of shelter and relocate those who are living in the most hazardous locations.
There are 250,000 who are living in really dangerous places. So when the rains do come, people are going to be washed away. Their tents, whatever they're living under, just washed out. Some are literally living in a dry riverbed that's going to be a raging torrent when the rains come.
The humanitarian response here is in a frantic mode. There's no expectation that things are going to be done perfectly or that everyone is going to get a tent. A recent UN memo said that the goal is simply to get earthquake victims something waterproof to put over their shelters before the rains hit. The UN estimates that they've managed to do this for just over half of the families in need. Depending on whether the rains hold off or not, they've got a few weeks to distribute plastic sheeting to hundreds of thousands more, and to try to relocate a quarter of a million people to camps that are not yet built. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.